Testing, testing, hot outbound car. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you ready?
I'm all ready.
You on here? Come on, let's go inside and get started.
Dusty out in that hall.
Hey, get a load of butts over there.
Oh, would I like to pelt you just once?
Dusty out in that hall.
What's my temperature, Norton?
111.
Oh, come on, let's get moving. Isn't there any lard here?
Yeah, about 300 pounds.
A 20% percentage.
And now, who is our next guest, please?
Herb, here's our next guest.
Humma, 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 humma.
Ed Norton.
Ha, ha! Watch this.
The Honeymooners Podcast, the only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time, with the stars, Joe Conti and Louis Fats.
If they ever institute a Nut of the Month Club, I've got a very good idea who's going to be January and February.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and members of the Women's Auxiliary. What's happening, all you hurricanes, Bensonhurst bombers, and all you Trixie's brother-in-laws named Harvey of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conti, and my pal, Louis Fats.
Angel Cake ain't a cake. She's a chick. Now tell her to get with it, man. I got a frantic hot rod downstairs, and it's ready to percolate.
Hold Wallace in your head because we're coming back to Wallace. Later
okay. It always seems that that's what's going on. Somehow, when you go to do your notes to figure out what you're going to do for the intro, that ends up being what we finish the show with. It ends up being the meat and potatoes of the show or the lima beans and spaghetti of the show. Yes. The only podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the Nonproductive Studios at 328 Chauncey Street in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, also known as Clifton, New Jersey. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive review, and we'll read them on the air. The home base, the website where you can go and listen to every episode if you don't do the podcasting, it's non-productive.com/honeymooners. Don't forget to like our Honeymooners podcast Facebook page, our Honeymooners podcast group. Thank you, Ira.
Yes.
And follow us on Twitter at Honeymooner1. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, we haven't had a voicemail in a long time, people. Call 240-442-2631. Please, somebody besides Michael Bruce, send us a voicemail.
Come, Michael.
Poor Michael. And if you want to email us at honeymoonerspodcast@aol.com.
Aren't they ancient?
Yeah, I can't seem to find all these clips. And support us if you want. There's a Patreon. If you go on the non-productive site, if you click on any of the episodes, there's a little Patreon thing where you can click on if you want to donate a couple bucks.
Yeah,
you got a couple. You're all right.
I'm all right.
Got a couple bucks, you know. What's going on, Lou?
Joe, 117.
Yes.
We just did our little 116 tribute.
Correct.
To the great Joyce Randolph.
Wonderful Joyce Randolph. Yes. Absolutely.
And that was touching.
It was.
I'm
waiting for people's thoughts on our tribute.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you can't just sit there and sob into a microphone.
No.
But I think it was a nice send-off.
The situation doesn't call for sobbing. And it's
correct.
It's
sad.
Sad, yes.
It's sad yes. For all the reasons that we discussed.
That we said in 116.
Absolutely.
But it was also a celebration.
Correct. Absolutely.
Celebration. Joyce's life.
Yep.
How she touched us.
And her connection to us.
Yes.
Pretty much our whole lives.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Okay.
Aunt Joyce. That's what I want to call her from now on.
Aunt Joyce.
Aunt Joyce.
There you go.
I like
Aunt
that. Joyce, yeah. All right, everybody. Aunt Joyce.
Aunt Joyce.
Okay. What we got to do is first mention a couple of our sponsors, right?
Yeah.
We have two wonderful sponsors. First is Silk City Hot Sauce.
Yes.
Right?
The Kingfish.
The Kingfish, right? Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com, right? And go get yourself the best hot sauce on the planet. I, now that I'm all clear to, you know.
Oh, you could. Oh, oh yeah, good. Okay, great.
I have been using the honey habanero hot sauce on everything. I put it on a chicken burger. I do it in my eggs.
Joe, everything.
It really gives a nice little flavor.
Everything.
It's really good. Even my wife's like, you're really liking this stuff. And I'm not a hot sauce.
Well, because it's not burning your tongue.
It doesn't.
No. I mean, I can take hot, but somebody who doesn't, it's mild enough for somebody who
doesn't. I don't do hot.
Like you. Yeah.
And I enjoy it. It gives a flavor
to
anything you want. I wouldn't do ice cream, but I'm just saying I would go with anything else. So go to SoakCityHotSauce.com. And what you do is you go and find yourself the greatest hot sauce on the planet. There's all different types of hot sauces. Of course, the best one is ours, which is the honey habanero hot sauce, not just because of the hot sauce, but because of the bottle itself. Oh, God, and they have packages and all that. And then what you do is when you go to the checkout and you're about to purchase your hot sauce, there'll be a little thing in the middle, a coupon code, and all you have to do is put in the two words or the two letters.
RX
in the coupon code and get yourself 15%
percentage.
No,
sorry, Joe, I jumped you there.
Sorry.
You're a step behind.
15% percentage. I'm a little slow today. You were right on time. Yeah. It was just me.
I was waiting too. I was like, here it is.
Yep.
Here's my cue.
And when you do that, you also get a free bottle of
cherry sriracha. Cherry sriracha. Cherry sriracha. You're not getting three bottles of cherry sriracha. Come on, Mr. President.
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't think of the word.
Here we go.
He updated the computer. Now everything's different. And you lose the... anyway. But yeah, so what you do is you go to...
spontaneity.
You go to SoakCityHotSauce.com, get yourself some great hot sauce, and you do get the 15% percentage, but you're not getting the free bottle of cherry sriracha.
That's only for comedic purposes.
Right. Anyway. And you know why that they're not doing it? I found out the reason why he's not doing the cherry sriracha.
Why is that?
Because of all these people...
I've been putting on a little weight lately.
Yeah,
we go back to things a little slow.
timing's
right there.
Can't teach timing, folks. Apparently, can't teach timing or juggling.
Exactly.
So it's all good. So again, definitely go to SoakCityHotSauce.com, get yourself some great hot sauce, put RX in the computer coupon code, and get yourself 15% percentage off of your order. Yeah. And our second sponsor is my wife's wonderful
company. Your wife?
You mean to tell me that your wife? Yes, my wife is a travel agent on the side, and her business is called Keys to the Caribbean Travel.
Travel.
It's either Caribbean or Caribbean. Or if you're Billy Ocean, it's Caribbean. Caribbean. It's never done that. Caribbean.
And he's from there.
Yeah. He's English, but he's also down there. So go to KeysToTheCaribbeanTravel.com or look for Keys to the Caribbean Travel on Facebook. And what you do is, if you're looking to go to some of the hot spots of the world.
Everywhere.
I mean, Louis, you know, there's some great places, you know.
Sure are. I mean, you know, from China.
China, absolutely.
New Zealand.
Tibet.
Tibet.
Yeah.
Schenectady.
Australia.
Australia. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I forgot about Albuquerque. And then there's the classic vacation places like Bismarck, North Dakota.
Tibet.
Asbury Park.
Tibet.
Yeah, Tibet.
Mongolia.
Mexico.
Mexico.
Right. But, of course, if you're going to go to Mexico, you're just going to fill up the gas tank, point it west, and go right to Mexico.
And then once you get to Mexico, then
do your
Beverly thing. Will take care of you.
She'll take care of you.
Do everything in there.
And what she will actually do, if you do want to go on vacation, she can make all the travel arrangements for you. She can help you find different excursions for where you're at, and she doesn't charge a fee.
No commission.
You pay what you pay for whatever it is you're paying for, but she will do it free of charge.
Right.
That's how she makes all of her money. So that's why I have to do comedy on the weekends.
Because when you have a business and it's free of charge.
No, but she makes her money, but she doesn't make money off of the customers.
Yeah, no, it is.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So keystothecaribbeantravel.com. My wife, Beverly, she will take care of you.
Yes.
Okay? Doesn't even matter if you're if you're on a safari with
Ali Khan.
Ali Khan. Thank you. You saved me on that because I started and I said, I'm not going to remember Ali Khan. You saved me. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, we got to get going and get started. But you know what? Before we even really get started, we want to also remind you guys about the day that we're really looking forward to.
Oh, man.
April 7th, the Honeymooners Podcast Convention down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
That's right. I'm sorry. And it's right near Asbury Park.
Asbury Park.
So if you're looking for uranium fields and then you want to just kind of mosey on over to Uncle Vinny's.
Uncle Vinny's, right there.
Yep. Right in Pernt Pleasant. I can't believe we never
said Pernt. I thought that last week. I'm like, wait a minute.
Pernt Pleasant.
We've been saying Point the whole time.
It's not Point. It's Pernt. Pernt, of course. And right now, we've got a lot of tickets sold, and we are looking forward to, and we're still figuring out, but we do, and I think we mentioned last time, we're going to record an episode there. We're going to have lots of fun things to do.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. Should we mention... All right, so Dino at Uncle Vinny's, and I'm going to run this by you guys. I might as well just run it by you guys in the podcast.
Yeah.
Dino was thinking about getting a bunch of raccoon hats.
Yeah.
Would you guys be interested in buying a raccoon hat?
Purchasing a raccoon hat?
It's not going to be, you know, he's not going to charge you $100. No. I don't know what it'll be, but if you're interested, and then he also thinking about getting some aprons for the wives.
For the wives.
Because apparently, you know, the wives are coming. There are some guys who are bringing their wives.
Yeah.
Despite the vote. But still. So, would you guys be interested in buying a raccoon hat when you're down there? And we might have some other things, but we already have one guy who is going to be purchasing a ticket to sell a bunch of his merch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Brother Norton.
Brother Norton.
From the Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge.
Page.
And Brother Norton is a friend of mine, and he's going to help us out with other things. So we're looking forward to it. So go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com and go to April 7th. It's a Sunday. Doors are going to open 2, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're going to go until somebody has to sit out front under the light with his hat off.
Half off.
Until somebody can recognize
him. Yeah, in Pernt Pleasant.
In Pernt Pleasant. Pernt Pleasant Beach. So let's get on with it. And what we have to do is our last full-grown nut was Steve Franchi. Now, we said it wrong. Frankie. We said Frankie, but his wife explained to us and said, and she was fine.
Wife.
Totally, his wife.
His wife.
You mean to tell me his wife?
So Stephen was our full-grown nut last episode, and... So he wanted to give a little speech, like they all do.
Mm-hmm.
And his was, Brother Raccoons, distinguished officers and current and future members of the full-grown nut fraternity. Since this award comes as a complete surprise to me, I cannot speak to you from a prepared speech, but I speak to you from the heart. I know there are many worthy applicants, but regardless, I'm the one they picked. I accept this honor gracefully. I want to thank everyone who helped me get to where I am today and reassure my fellow full-grown nuts that nothing will ever go to my head. As time goes on, I grow older, I mature, and now I am officially a full-grown nut. Thank you, RX.
RX.
Very nice. Very nice.
And he will not join the Elks.
He's not going to join the Elks.
Like Frank Brady.
Yes, exactly. So what I wanted to do, and... let me see. Hold on. Before we do our next full-grown nut, I apologize. I am all over the map today. I thought I had it ready, and of course, I didn't. Is it Vince? No, that's not it. Where is it? Hold on. You know what? I'm just going to have to go here and get it.
Zipping along. The modern way.
Zipping. it's so great when I know that you can save me by burying me. It's great. It's the
easiest way.
It really is. It's absolutely fantastic. So here we go. We got this great letter
that was sent
to us. Yep. Postage stamp, everything. And it was sent to my address, 33 Costco Street,
care of Conti.
And this is from Joey DiBarnaba.
Joey DeBarnaba.
So he sent us a very short little message, and it was very nice. Yeah. He said, you two fellas really have the passion and charm to make this podcast truly enjoyable. In today's world, filled with so much unnecessary rubbish, the 32 minutes, I'm not sure which episode he's referring to, but they're usually longer now. But yeah, we used to do 32 minutes.
Back in the day, it was
32. Spent listening to you is priceless and replaces any antidepressant or glass of alcohol that is used for anxiety or depression. Thank you, and please continue. Your pal of mine, Joey DeBarnaba.
Joey DeBarnaba.
Very, very nice,
Joey,
man.
Joey, thank you.
Thank you so much. And all right, well, forget about that. Now we have to get to our next thing on the next list item. Here. The next item, and of course, we know what that is.
Verily, the Honeymooners podcast knights the full grown nut of the week. Aren't you lucky?
I love this.
No, it's great. It looks this musical thing.
It gives me real pleasure to present to you this award.
Joey DeBarnaba. What did you think, people? What do you think? We're going to have somebody else after that wonderful letter? Take notes, people. You want to scoot up the ladder of success? You want to go right up the ladder of success? Yeah. Do that, all right? Take it from Joey.
And be kind to the people you meet on the way up.
Exactly, because you know what happens. Joey DeBarnaba.
Joey.
You know what? We actually, you know how we always go to the, Board of Nuts? We didn't even go to the Board of Nuts. I read that. I'm like, yeah, we're just doing this. We bypassed the Board of Nuts.
They may come back at us, but I don't know. I think they're
fine. Because you know what?
Today's a national holiday. So they're not even in.
Yeah, exactly.
And we know they don't listen.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, it actually, that letter actually did this to me. It really did.
Yeah.
It brings a tear to my eye and a lump to my throat.
So, all you full-grown nuts trying to be all clever and all that, be funny, and cut to the chase.
Just cut right to the chase.
Say nice things about us.
See what it gets.
Say nice things about us, okay? So we don't have to sit out front with our hat off trying to get your attention. Just say nice things about us, and you'll go right up to the top. So, congratulations, Joey DeBarnaba.
DeBarnaba.
All right? Another new welcome fraternity member.
Yes.
To this lovely, lovely group of people.
And it's a growing group.
Because growing.
Because we got to do it every show. We got no church.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So.
One day we may have one that doesn't even listen to the show. Yeah. Well, we ran out of people. Okay. No, now, Joe, with the podcast group, we're getting a lot more. Yeah, we are getting a lot more people, which is good.
Because they can, instead of just doing a comment, they can actually have their own voice and put something up that they thought of, and then we can all comment on
Thank you, Ira.
Yes, thank you, Ira. Exactly. Okay, and speaking of Ira,
yes,
this is going to be our one and only, we might have other questions for you guys, but here's the question. In our last episode, we did the thing about our whole tribute to Joyce.
Yeah.
And we forgot to mention that Ira had a really great question in the group. And, you know, when Gleason died and when Audrey died, they put up the pictures. First it was Audrey crying at the table.
Oh, that's a great picture.
Great picture.
Look in the background, Joe. It's like on the dresser, his bowling bag ball is there. His lunchbox is there. If you got to look around the whole picture, like we always say when we watch The Honeymooners, we look off to the side.
Right.
I know everybody's concentrating on Alice with her hit with her face in her arm, crying.
Yeah. Because it's a very very raw.
Yeah.
Emotion.
Yeah.
And but no, I never really.
Oh, look around.
Okay.
It's like watching a Honeymooners episode.
And then the next one was when Audrey died.
Right.
And then she came flying, you know, kind of fluttering in
with the wings,
saying, "Hi, Ralph, I'm home."
Home, yeah.
And they didn't do one. I didn't see one with Art.
No,
I don't think they did.
There may be
with
one,
Art.
But I don't know. I haven't seen one.
But
Maybe somebody out there.
Ira posed a great question. He said, now that Joyce is gone and now it's everybody's gone, what picture would they take? What would be a great cartoon of them in heaven or whatever it is.
Four of them.
What would be great? And he said the roller skating. Great. Mm-hmm. That's a great one. What about you guys? What do you think? That's going to be our question. Definitely our question for this episode, 117. And maybe we'll have a couple more depending on where we go in this episode. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be our question. What do you think? Is it them roller skating? I was thinking maybe when they're all back from roller skating
in the room,
and they got the coats off and they're all sitting there. And at the end when they hug, maybe, I'm just spitballing, the very end, them at the Christmas episode when they're sitting and then when Art Carney and Jackie both tip their heads.
They looked at each other,
acknowledging each other, like, look what we have done.
Yeah, just as and Carney was a very humble man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I mean, Gleason was,
he was the opposite of humble.
He was like gloating over himself, you know, and I could see Gleason like doing that. And I think you see Carney like sheepishly returning, you know, the gesture.
Hey, listen, you know what? As humble as you can be, once in a while you have to acknowledge, hey, you know what? I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think that was Art's moment.
That's one of the things I thought of when I reposed this, because I did read it.
Right. You know,
and I said, ooh, I really like the end of the Christmas episode when they're just all standing there. Maybe somebody could come up with some kind of cartoon.
That would be great.
Then with wings or, you know.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
Gleason has three wings because... Because he wants his wings his way. I want three wings. I'll get three wings.
Well, listen, you know, it might take a little bit more to get him off the ground.
like his motorboat. But I had three wings. But I would love to see that.
That would be
somebody
awesome.
Somebody with a cartoonist out there could come up with something.
You know what? If there's any of you guys, man, let us know. That would be awesome because we would put it out there and, you know, be just a nice thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Be awesome.
Yeah. Great.
So.
Great. Good stuff.
Okay. We're going to do one of our favorite new bits of the show. It's just going to take me a second because everything is different now. Yeah.
This newfangled computer system.
The modern and all these modern conveniences.
That computer zipping the modern way. It's that Windows Express.
And, it's one of my new favorite intros and bits.
Yeah. Let it roll.
The Honeymooners Podcast now presents Here's an Item. This is where we have one of our lusciously lovely listeners present some material for this prestigious, proficient program. Oh, dear. I've dribbled all over self. And now, without any more ado,
here's an item.
This might be my favorite intro. I mean, it's Ingram at his best.
Yes. Oh god,
it's just absolutely fantastic. All right, here's an item, which is going to be a big part of the show every week, because I have so much stuff from you guys.
That's what Joe told me. He's got tons of stuff.
Tons of stuff.
I don't see any stuff.
Right, of course, because Louis. Okay. Now this, here's an item. It's an interesting one, and it's just a good little conversation starter. Vincent A. Discala. I'm not sure if that's the father or the son. But he, in a comment a while ago, said, that scene, and he spells it S-E-E-N, by the way. I just noticed it. Listen, as one Italian to another, maybe, you know, letters and sentences maybe not be our best strong point. Strong points. And eliminate the weak points.
Yeah, you bet he doesn't speak French.
And he probably moved to Florida. So Vincent said, that scene at the roller rink when Ralph was bringing back the coffee, some little girl shouted out, Steady now. And we all know that sound.
Yeah.
I think just be quiet. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Shut. Like
bad enough people talk during a movie.
Yeah.
You're talking during a live performance, right? Someone on another Facebook Honeymooners page said that little girl that said that was Gleason's daughter. Did you know that? I had never heard that before. Now, it almost seems like it could be true.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Gleason's kids, and I don't know how they might have been maybe 14 or 15 at the time.
Right.
They're not going to be in the audience in the back. They're going to be on the sides, yeah. Right?
Because you figure it comes over clear, like it didn't come from the audience.
Right. Like, you know, like a microphone picked it up beautifully. Yeah. And interesting, like I said, who knows? But it's an interesting thing to think about. Because now, of course, I would love to ask Gleason's kids, was that you? Could you please next time shut up? Was that you?
Was that you?
So that was a little thing from Vincent DiScala. Don't know if it's true.
We don't know.
If anybody knows.
Anybody knows, yeah.
Just post it up on the Honeymooners. Yeah. Post it on the Honeymooners group.
Group, yep.
Or, you know, if you want to send me a message, I'll put it on the Facebook page too. So very interesting. Obviously, we don't know. But it would be a cool thing to find out for sure. So now, we have another. Here's an item.
Play it again.
I'm not going to do it again. All right. This is from Full Grown Nut. And that, of course, was also Full Grown Nut.
Yeah.
Here's another Full Grown Nut, part of the fraternity, Mike Nangle.
Yep.
Right? Hey there, pals. So I'm watching Bensonhurst Bomber. And I actually like reading this because you get to feel like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I noticed Norton called his pull shot, saying that he will knock the 8 and the 15 ball into the corner pocket. But before the 8 ball goes in the corner pocket, it will kiss off the 3, causing the 9 ball to drop in the side pocket. Before the 9 ball drops in the pocket, it will hit the karoom off of the cushion, bouncing off the group of balls, causing a chain reaction. Then Ralph talks to George. When Norton shoots, he takes an easy shot into a couple balls in the corner. also, Norton shot without the usual warm-up routine. I wonder how many other times Norton went and did something without the warm-up. One last thing. When Ralph gets to the gym, this was something we talked about.
One little thing.
And this could be considered an observation. One last thing. When Ralph gets to the gym, now we mentioned that Norton
wasn't there.
Yeah. Not only is Norton not there, but neither is Shifty, Red, or Nutsing. All this after they closed the pool home so they could all go to the fight in his honor. Looking forward to the next episode. Very good.
Yeah, because we did talk about that. It was an observation way back when.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Norton. It was odd that Norton did not accompany Ralph
to there.
I mean, they're two peas in a pod.
Right.
Although that pod's a little lopsided.
Right. You have one pea's a little bigger than the other.
But it was odd that Norton was not with him.
Right. And what a great little touch to where Shifty Nutsy,
Red, and Nutsy.
Red.
Oh, that's great. I never thought of that either.
It's absolutely great. So Full Grown Nut, Mike Nangle, and Vincent DiScala. Two great Here's an Item.
Yes, great.
Just great little conversation starters. And it's kind of what that right there kind of encapsulates what's this show been about?
Yeah, been about
forever.
For the last 4.5 years.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
It's been that long. So I'm trying to think where we're going to go from here. All right. I know where we're going. We're going to Wallace. Now,
okay.
In the beginning, you did your Wallace thing, which was very good.
No, thank you.
I liked it a lot.
All right. A couple of observations on Wallace, Joe.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. First off, Wallace comes up. And if you ever noticed that stupid hat that he's wearing,
it's like
I don't know if you remember the Archie comic books way back.
Yes,
it's kind of like that Archie kind of deal. You know,
yep.
He's got
I think there's the Italians call it like a cupolline.
Yeah,
but it's a different version.
It's like that stupid,
Ralph Mouth. Didn't Ralph Mouth wear it in Happy Days? Wasn't that the hat he was wearing?
I don't even know. I don't even know. Anyway, but the whole thing is about if you look at it.
Right.
And I'm looking at him, and he's got the varsity sweater on, and he's got that dumb hat. And he's talking like he talks. And I'm like saying, wait a minute. This guy is not a Brooklynite. There's like no way in the world that Wallace, downstairs with his percolating hot rod,
right.
dressed like that,
right.
with the hat, talking like that.
Right.
You just don't expect that from a Brooklynite.
That's true. That's interesting.
Just really, just a kid. I don't know where he's from. I mean, Staten Island or Queens.
Yeah,
or something. Yeah,
but he took a ride. Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It was maybe his hot rod came pretty far. I don't know. Maybe he was up in the.
I think he might have. He might have gotten. He probably was over the Kosciuszko
Bridge.
Kosciuszko Bridge to get there from wherever he was, Queens or Long Island.
Yeah, but I said, Wallace. This kid ain't from Brooklyn. He's not from Brooklyn. I'm sorry. All right, number two.
Oh, okay.
Another observation with Wallace.
I knew there had to be another observation.
I knew there had to be another observation. Okay, he comes in, right? And the opening thing, when I did my opening line.
Correct.
I think everybody just loves my opening lines. I'll find out on the 7th of April if they do or they don't. And, you know, Angel Cake in a cake. She's a chick. Now tell her to get with it, man. So now, this is how he's speaking to Ralph.
Right. Oh, yeah. So get with
it. So now does he know that he's not meeting Judy Connors' father?
Oh, right, because
Judy didn't want him to meet her father.
Right.
So now does Wallace know that, or Wallace doesn't know that?
And or did think, she does just Ralph, say, go to, you know, 2E or whatever the apartment
does
number would have
been? Does
he know
that he's speaking to Ralph, who is not Judy's father, or does he think Ralph is Judy's father?
And doesn't care because he's an 18-year-old punk kid.
Yeah, you know, right. He's cool. He's hip. You know?
Yeah.
He's the hippiest critter, you know.
Hippiest critter.
So I'm saying, you know,
I like that because just think about it. Think of the coñones on this guy, the Stones, which, by the way, I said Stones the other night. First time I ever said that.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard it a zillion times. Always loved it. I never said it out loud.
Okay.
So this is my second time saying it. Right. But the Stones of this kid to walk into a stranger's apartment, whether he thought it was her father or not, these are two 40-year-old men.
Right.
And he's like, get with it. I never thought of this. It's like, get with it, man.
He says to him, get with it, man. Like,
you're talking to one of your schoolmates. Yes. This is a grown man. Who carved his initial on a shovel double. For his wife.
And he hears, like, get with it. Get with it, man. Now tell her to get with. So he's.
I love it.
I'm like, I can't figure this out.
I love this.
The way he's talking to him is disrespectful, number one.
Yeah, you're older.
He's a hippie. Hipster. A hippster.
Hipster,
you know, like,
I guess.
This is like 10 years before.
Right,
this
exactly. Way before hippies. Yeah.
So he's a hipster. Talking to Ralph in that manner. So maybe Judy said, listen, you have to go upstairs because I don't want you meeting my father.
Right.
So... And that's why he maybe thought, he says, well, this isn't her father. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
But still,
what are you talking to him? Like,
right. Listen, if she's like, listen, I don't want you to meet my father. So we're going to go to this other apartment.
Right.
And I'll meet you there.
Well, maybe Judy thought that if she sends Wallace upstairs.
Right.
That Alice was going to be there. Because she told, remember, she told this all to Alice. The
correct,
scheme.
Correct.
And Ralph didn't know about it. Ralph didn't know about it.
Right. Had no idea. Right.
Judy. This is here for Judy Connors. You know, it says that.
Correct.
Yeah. And then Ralph says, yes, I'll tell you all about it later. So maybe that's the whole thing. But I just thought it funny.
That's hilarious. Like, I love it.
Did
like,
he know it? Or
get,
did he,
yeah, get with
get
it,
Get with it, man.
You know what I mean?
Like, what?
And now, think about it. Now it makes sense why she didn't want him to meet his father.
Because
look at the way he's talking to a grown-up.
Yeah, he would probably talk to her father like that.
Talk to her father like that?
You know, who's really a Brooklynite. He would have really kicked him into his percolating hot rod.
Kicked him right in the pants. His hot rod is percolating. I love it.
So
it's great.
It's something to think about.
It's a great little thought. That's so funny. I never thought that he was, you know what I mean? I mean, you realize he's being a smart guy, but you don't realize how disrespectful he's being to, dude, look, I'm not going to tell you I was a wonderful kid, but I was always respectful because I was afraid to get my fanny beat in by my old man.
When they did that. You know,
right, exactly. So it's just hilarious. He's just like, come on, man.
Get with it, man.
Get with it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Because like I said, when I go through this every week, and I right. watch it, and I play it back, and I write
always
my, and I write it down.
Finding
and I
something.
Find something. This always is every find, single
every
week.
Week when you're doing your prep just for your intro, you find material for the show, as silly as it might be.
And in case anyone hasn't noticed in all these years that the intro is always a secondary character. It's I may have started back in the day with Ralph and Ed and Alice.
Right, you know, right, right.
But now it's been for the longest time.
Yep.
Always secondary characters.
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm finding things, because these are lines coming from secondary characters.
Yep.
And I just thought this one was amazing when I saw that. Get with it, man.
Dude, get with it, man. I think that's going to be the episode.
Oh, here
title.
We go. You can title it.
Get with it, man. That's exactly what he says, right?
Yeah.
Get with it, man.
It says right here. Now tell her to get with it, man.
Now tell her to get with it, man.
I don't want to write it down. We'll go.
Dude, can you imagine? Imagine you went, anybody went up to, you're going on a date, and you tell the father, hey, can you tell your daughter to let's go?
Let's go.
I got places to go.
Really?
Now, that's what he's saying.
All right, Joe. Now, remember now, before that,
right.
Okay, we have... Man, what's this bit about the magazines? I'm Wallace. I came by to pick up Angel Cake.
Right.
So he's saying, he's already giving, like, you're insulting me. Like, hey, like,
right.
what's this bit about the magazines?
And he's to an adult who we're not sure if he thinks it's the father or not.
Right.
He's already calling her by her little cute little nickname.
Yeah, her nickname.
Not like, excuse me, sir, but I'm here to see Judy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a complete opposite.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm here to see Angel Cake.
Angel Cake. You're calling my daughter Angel Cake?
Angel Cake. Cake? Hang on a
Her
second.
Her name is Judith.
Yes, and she likes to go to dance bop.
Bop contest. Don't take her to the crazy house.
I absolutely love it.
So this is the whole thing. That's it. It's a great. We just love the Wallace scene. And Ronnie Burns
because it's
so great.
It's quick.
And it's
absolutely great.
It's
like
great.
You don't even see a return. No. Like, you know, they don't come back from there. It's just one shot. And again, go ahead and get ready to take your drink if you're drinking. Yeah. But it's a little iconic moment. Iconic moment.
Iconic.
Absolutely.
Lines
George Burns' son. And then, of course, they mention Nat Birnbaum as an homage to him.
Right.
So it's like there's two aspects of George Burns in the thing.
Yep.
It's just absolutely great.
And look at here. He called him man twice.
Not sir.
Man, what's this bit about?
Dude, now when I hear him do that, it's going to be like watching a different thing.
Yeah.
It's like I'm watching a new
episode. You're going to look at Wallace differently. But you're going to wait for him to come. When you hear that knock on the door, and it's like that. It's like a cool knock. It's not even like a... It's like a Norton kind of knock.
Right, rhythm.
It's got a little rhythm. It's got a rhythmic knock.
Exactly. Like he's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He is.
Too cool. He's definitely cool. Oh, you know, for somebody, funny. He's square. He's not square.
No,
for sure.
Definitely not.
Somebody be around.
Somebody around. But it was just great.
Oh,
it
absolutely.
Was just great when I saw this. I said, wait a minute.
I love that.
I got to bring this up here.
Now I got to go watch it. And I want to, now what I want to do is I want to watch, listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think when you're listening, for the hot rod. Percolate.
I like Angel Cake.
Angel Cake sticks out. Hot Rod, Percolate, Angel Cake, and maybe magazines.
I was going to say that.
What's with the magazines, man? Very snarky.
Yeah, like
very snarky. Like, what's with the magazines,
I'm
man?
Wallace. I don't sell magazines.
Oh my goodness, that's great.
So that's it. That's our Wallace thing.
That
chime in. That is too. Whatever you guys think.
Absolutely.
I don't know what you think. If the question to this Joe is basically, did Wallace know that he was picking Judy up at someone else's apartment?
Right. Yep.
Or did Wallace
know
that that's Judy's father, and he's going to talk to him anyway that because
exactly.
He's Wallace.
Which
he's too cool. He just can't uncool himself.
All right, everybody. We're getting to Louis' 167th.
Wow, it's down from 172.
Yep, 173. Favorite bit of the show. And we all know what it is. All right.
And now, Tom, who is our first guest, please?
Herp!
Our first guest ready to leap the first hurdle on his way to the $99,000 answer is our
comedian from Kanazi, Joe Conti.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. I want to see the expression on your face when you miss it.
She's wow. Every, man, she's in the audience every week.
She really is. She is a natural heckler.
I hope she's not there April 7th.
April 7th.
Hey, get off the stage.
You little question.
Get off the stage and stink.
What's with the microphones, oh, no, man? Yeah, get Brian Carney over here. What's with these two squares?
Oh, my goodness.
Boy.
All right, here we go.
Ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
Okay, Joe, it's from the loudspeaker.
Okay, what do you, a 1 to 10 difficulty, what do you think?
Maybe a 7.
Okay.
Could be a 7, maybe an 8.
Oh, wow, okay.
Could be, I don't know.
All right, cool. I'm ready.
All right.
Ready.
When Ralph's practicing his speech, and this is good because I tied in Joyce Randolph to this.
Okay.
Joyce Randolph comes down.
Gotcha.
And Ralph's doing
congratulations.
Speech. Yeah, this is like, hey, congratulations, Ralph. Right. And then, Lauren's got the rock candy in his mouth. He's trying to write a speech. You keep still or something like that, he says.
Right. Trying to write the
speech. So then Alice comes out of the bedroom, and they start talking. As Ralph's got the thing in,
I already know what the question is.
Okay. So she says they want to play cards tonight.
Yeah.
Who's the woman that couldn't make it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, how many women did they mention?
They mentioned two women.
Okay.
One, the first one who I'm asking the questions about, couldn't make it. And then Alice said, did you call, blah, blah. And Trixie says, she can't make it. She's going bowling. Who's the first one? You can give me both of you if you're good. But can't make it. Remember,
this is a 10.
Yeah, this probably is a 10.
Oh my God!
This is a 10.
Wow, I didn't even. She said that
she's going to play cards tonight, but blank can't make it.
Right. And then somebody else.
And then Alice says, "What about blank?
So
and she's going bowling."
I don't even remember her saying bowling.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a hard one.
Oh my God!
This is really
two names.
Just you give me one.
One name.
Yeah, give me one or the other. I'll give you a question.
Here's a hint. I mean, here's a question for a hint. Is the name the first name ever mentioned?
Other than this?
Yeah. Even if it's not the same character.
No. But, No. I'm going to say no. I believe it hasn't been. I'm trying to think, but it hasn't been.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I can let this click for
actually,
4 hours.
Actually
4 hours.
I think both names are first-time names.
Really?
One and done. They're one and done names.
You know what? I'm not even I'm giving everybody a chance if they want to pause it to think of it.
Yeah.
Because I have absolutely no idea.
I'm going to give you a first initial.
Okay.
M.
For the first one.
M. For the first lady. M.
But blank can't make it.
I'm going to... It's not it.
Wait a minute. There's a variation of the name mentioned.
There's a variation.
There's a variation of the name mentioned. This is the proper name. The other name that's mentioned
is the shorter name.
The nickname.
So instead
of that
name, Elizabeth, it would
be like Robert and Bobby.
Bobby and Robert.
Like,
right,
so this is the Robert part of it.
And what's the? And then you have to. Can you give me the first initial? Oh, M.
M. Yeah.
I'll say Margie.
Ooh, close.
Is it Margaret?
No. Mildred.
Mildred. I should have went with the older name.
It.
And then
and Millie, Bill
Millie.
Davis's wife.
So Mildred and Millie is short
it's
for Mildred.
Yeah.
Oh, so is that the one name or was it Millie?
Well, Mildred's this lady.
Right.
Can't make the card game.
Right.
And Millie is Bill Davis's wife.
Right. But so what's the second name?
Oh, the second name.
Oh,
starts with a G.
A G. Oh God. Mildred.
How about blank? She's going bowling.
Gertrude?
No.
Jean?
No.
No, I have no idea.
Gladys.
Gladys.
And that's a name.
Yeah,
that was that's a one and done name. Yeah, there you know, yeah. Millie Mildred. That's you know, wow. That's there.
Wow, that's really
that's
good.
That's a tough one.
That's a killer. And just you know what? Mention to everybody that you have three.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna do some sort of trivia thing.
We're doing it. We're gonna. This is what we were talking about before. We're gonna do a trivia thing at the convention.
Right.
Okay. We're gonna basically put you on the spot. You're gonna get called up.
Yep.
Voluntarily. You know. We're yeah. not gonna make. No. You know. We'll no. make an idiot out of you. You're yeah, an idiot. Right. You're already an idiot for showing up.
Yeah. So,
we have to make a bigger idiot out of you. So,
you paid $30.
Bucks.
You, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. So. And you'll come up for the trivia, and we're okay. going to introduce you. We're going to do a Herb and the whole bit, you know.
Right.
You
know, right.
So, and I got three questions that are probably going to be sealed in envelopes.
Why don't we do this? If you got the three, we'll let three different guys. You get one chance with the question,
and I'm going to put them in the end. I'm going to have three envelopes, and you're going to have to pick your envelope, and that'll be your question.
That's perfect.
And these are three killer questions.
I heard the one. And I think you told me the one. Yeah. It's going to be you guys. You better start brushing up on your French. You better start brushing up on your French because this is going to be tough.
These are the three killer questions. And maybe there'll be a prize at the end of it.
Yeah. Oh, Dino's already asked me about some prizes for stuff.
Oh, so, okay, great,
yep, absolutely. Like some gift cards for like Uncle Vinny's and stuff.
Uncle
like that,
Vinny's, so. Yep. Dino, absolutely. Joe, Louie. You're in Jersey.
I'm
make
trying
no mistake
I'm,
about it where you
I'm
are
trying to find the my ending monologue here and I just don't it's just yeah it was all the way at the top
there you go
so we'll take it at the top all right so what can we do we can actually start to thank everybody who helped make this possible, right? Non-Dash Productive, Silk City Hot Sauce, right? My wife, Beverly for Keys to the Caribbean Travel.com. All you guys who listen, email us, comment on Facebook, on our page, on the group. All you full-grown nut fraternity members and future fraternity members, share some of the episodes of our YouTube videos or just some of these episodes with friends on your social media or share directly with your pals in the sewer or at the bus depot. And if you want to follow me on all my social media platforms, it's Joe Conti Comic. That's my Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. So, you know, TikTok.
I have none of those.
None of those.
You don't have to worry about contacting
he's got
me.
None of those.
Want to get in touch with me, just tell Joe. He'll tell me.
Yeah, I'll call him. I'll call him on the blower. On the blower. So...
So I took the clicking out.
You know what? And I know this was our second episode, but we recorded on the same day.
Yeah,
it was 116. So again, we want to mention the passing of Joyce. And what a great life. And just a wonderful human being. And she will be missed, even though most of us never got to meet her.
No.
So Godspeed, Joyce Randolph. And for me and Louis, we say, 117.
117,
right? In the books. And for me and Louie, we say we'll see you next time.
E pluribus racunum. Night all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
We'll have to do this again real soon.
Yeah. How about tomorrow night?
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.